As far as the quality of build is concerned, I mean, things are changing. There's no question about it. For those people that have seen these modular factories, the way that buildings, admittedly, I have not seen yet, I've not seen it in for residential house building, but the way they, you know, they build these supermarkets and big buildings now in 13 weeks, where they're literally assembled like massive children's, almost like we had as kids as toys, but on a huge version. And I don't make light of it. It's extremely, extremely professionally done. But it doesn't mean the skill side of it will go from buildings. I don't believe that for one second. Because of course, a lot of the houses that many people in London area lived in, were actually knocked up for servants or indeed horses. In some of the cases in central London, where some of these multi-million pound houses were actually never even built in the first place for human habitation. And certainly they didn't consider in the depths of the foundations or the quality of the materials anything other than just something in a mews at the back of some well, presumably aristocrat or similar person's mansion. But we've adapted to that. Mind you, many a builder's made a very good living in trying to sort out the mess that people left in those years. But the serious point is, from a quality point of view, quality of life, including the tragic things that have happened. I mean, Grenfell is the one that comes to mind. Obviously, for everybody, it comes to mind what a tragedy it was. But in many cases, with fires and other disasters, luckily, in this country, far less building walls and things actually falling down as they do. Luckily, we're beyond that. And what we talk about now in quality is something which, in many countries, they regard as a luxury. And for us, thankfully, we regard as the core of the very being of building. So I'm excited by the future. There's a long way to go in terms of consultation and everything. There's always different points of view to look at. And I think this process, to what I feel instinctively, is on the right way. That the credibility of the building industry and the years of its, in the past, its credibility was through qualifications. For example, the original Guild of Apprenticeships and everything like that. It's had its ups and downs. There is a certain level that we want people to have recognition of. Now, if that can be done by a formal system, like licensing, as it mentions here, so be it.